so much, and the more allowing will find themselves thriving. You're going to experience a renaissance of people falling in love, more willingness to allow, a greater ability to live and let live. It is all that you have been reaching for. And are with all of that, and we know you're dying for the timeline on all of that. with all of that, we want to say, you can have all of that right now. You don't have to wait for one other to figure it out. You know what to do. You know how to flow downstream. You know how to take the details of your life and turn them into the momentum that you were born to experience. Good.
Very good. Thank you.
Yes, indeed.
Okay, our daughter Tracy and her husband Dan are students of Abraham as well, weren't able to come on the cruise, but asked me to ask you a question. They want to have a baby, and I've been trying to give them some downstream thoughts about this, but she says, but Mom, every time, you know, that time of the month comes, it's just so right in my face, it's hard to keep the downstream.
Say to them, to her especially, that there are so many examples of people who want to conceive a child who, for whatever reason, are not, who then take action and bring a child into their experience through adoption or some theft, some other method. And then, in the absence of lack of baby, conceive.
Mm-hmm. So now they
have
those stories.
So now they have two. And then explain that it's not easy to feel the presence of something that you want so much that is missing, but that is the work that they must do. Their attention is so much upon what is not happening that they cannot find the vibration that allows it. Now, there is something to be said. We've been talking here today about relationships and coming together with partners, and you have to understand that this conception is a co-creation too. Mm-hmm. And it's a very common thing, and you can tell them that this is absolute. Through their lives, they have identified who they want to be as parents, what kind of children they want to have. In other words, there is a very specific vibrational escrow that has amassed about this. And they are, at this time, not exactly up to speed with that. In other words, there is reservation about it. And it feels like it is percolating around the feeling of freedom. In other words, on the one hand, there is this desire for parenthood. On the other, there is this desire for freedom. And all parents sort of grapple mm-hmm. with that a little bit. But there is a little bit of alignment that will serve them. Now, someone less determined about their vibration might very well find themselves pregnant and have the birth of the baby, only to discover then that they weren't really ready for it and have a sort of rough beginning as they come together. But that's not the intention of these. They are deliberate creators. They are practically minded. They are knowing what they want. They're accustomed to guiding their life. They're specific about what they do. They're exact in so many things. And so just say to them that when the timing is right, it will happen. And there's this tendency to say things such as, well, the fact that it hasn't happened means maybe that something is wrong. And we say, nothing's wrong. It's just they are determined. It is clear in their vibration that they want to be in alignment before the manifestation occurs. It's always better. We've been teasing our physical friends for a long time, saying, you don't want instant manifestation. You really don't. And people say, yes, I do. I want to instantly manifest mm-hmm. that thing that I want. And we say, you really don't.